welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, look, I'm getting goosebumps right now, Dave. That took a whole hour, really?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was 4 o'clock this morning. Come on.
Can we just welcome to the studio the real deal? It is. Oh, let me just do that. Sorry, I'm just adjusting things here. And the microphone too.
He's got a bit saggy, yeah.
It's the real deal. Daniel Gill, welcome to the studio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
It is so good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Another little quick trip down here, but, I've been blessed. Beautiful weather and, been able to catch up with a few people too.
Bit bloody cold though, isn't it?
It's a little bit chilly, but I did expect it to be a little bit worse, so I'm happy.
When you come back to Lonnie on these visits, when you know it's going to be like -1 or something, do you put your boxing gloves on to keep your hands warm?
I consider it at times, definitely. Getting out in those frosty days, even trying to get the frost off the windshield in the morning.
Yes.
I mean, that's a tough thing to do. But Dad got it off this morning for us.
How did you do it, Dad?
Hot water on the windscreen?
Yeah,
just shutting the car. He had to heat it up. The car inside, it's got to be heated before Daniel gets into it.
Well, that's fair enough. He's a star.
Did you do the whole Rocky thing and go for the early morning jog at 4 o'clock and, without the...
I think not by the sounds of it.
I was thinking about it.
It's radio. Theatre of mine. You can tell us you did.
Yeah,
no. No one will know.
I was going to, but no, I got training set for when I get back. So, okay.
So it's a couple of days sort of rest and relaxation for you then?
Not really. No. I'm still training. Like, I trained yesterday and I'll train tonight when I get back. I can't really stop.
You'd be back on your proper eating plan again too, wouldn't you? Because I remember... Not the last time we spoke to you, but maybe the time before that, or the last time you were in the studio, I think you were relaxing and eating pizza and stuff, or at least for one night.
it doesn't happen very often, but, I'm pretty strict at the moment. Although, I have gone up a weight division now. So
you can eat a little bit more.
A little bit, yeah. It's more that I don't have to come down as far. So,
okay,
yeah.
And so for breakfast, what's the breakfast of champions, Daniel?
KFC. No? Okay.
No?
Just me.
Probably not KFC.
Yeah.
What did you have before you came here?
I had a coffee. That was all.
Oh, good on you. Wow. Hey, I eat the breakfast of champions too.
Sausages.
No, today I had a rissole that I had made with lots of chili and stuff in it and coriander.
When you walked out the studio before, Daniel said, God, her breath stinks today. It was garlic, wasn't it?
It probably does, actually, because I did have
so
garlic.
Close to it.
Is it really that strong?
Yeah, he told me when you walked out.
Did you really? Oh, Daniel wouldn't be that rude.
Not to your face.
I'm going
to
hit you, Daniel. I'm just kidding. Of course, the reason you are here is you've got the big fight happening October the 14th at
the
Silver Dome.
That's right, yeah.
Reynold Quinlan, you're going to win, Archie.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what I'm here for. It's going to be a tough fight. We're expecting a really tough fight. Reynold is a young, strong fighter that's been campaigning at super middleweight, I think all of his professional career. And, we're not taking it easy. He hasn't had as many fights as myself, but... Yeah, he can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Is he quick? Do you know all his moves? And do you study him before the fight? Obviously, you do before the fight.
Yeah, definitely. You do a fair bit of,
stalking.
Yeah, it's a bit of stalking.
Check out how he operates. Yeah. Wonder what he has for breakfast, a cup of tea?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
What is the actual diet of a fighter before a big bout?
The main thing is, I guess, keeping it pretty simple. I mean, it's just lowering carbohydrate just a little bit.
Yep.
I'm eating, plenty of fresh fruit, vegetables, lean meats. I mean, it's pretty basic. Yep. I do supplement a little bit with, some protein shakes. Yep.
No bacon and eggs or anything for breakfast?
You'd be able to have that, wouldn't you?
I can do, but, I have to be very limited.
Yeah, block you up sort of, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot.
What? Well, I'm just asking the guy.
Blocks you up. Yeah. Let's not get too personal here.
I just want to know, everything about it.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
Ins and outs of fighting.
Well, very much so. Well, that is what you're getting down to. So good luck. in October. And, of course, very sad news. I didn't realise till I saw it on the news last night that your mother had passed away only in June. And I'm so sorry about that because we met her here a few times and beautiful lady.
Yeah, Mum came in and, yeah, a few times. And, you know, she always supported me through, you know, everything that I've done through my career. And, yeah, she loved the grandchildren. So, yeah, it was a bit of a tough time. But, you know, she did it tough for a long time. So, you know, she's in a better place now.
Totally. And you are doing this fight as a tribute to your mum, which is beautiful.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I'll be out there. I've been training, you know, extremely hard, yeah, for mum. And, you know, I want to do the right thing for her.
Totally.
All right.
We need to come back,
yes.
I think, with a bit of a challenge because Dave's got something up his sleeve.
Well, let's look at the reality of it all. I mean, yes. Daniel's getting on in age now, so he's not as quick as he used to be, obviously, so I'm going to get him at the end of the career, which, you know, is probably the right end to get him. Yeah,
no, I agree. We'll not when he was starting out. And it's not the end of his career yet.
Well, no, he's towards the end, though.
Okay.
How long are you going to go on for? 36 now, right?
It's a good question. 35.
Yeah, don't answer.
a little bit less, but yeah, I'm, you know, at this stage, it's all depending on my body.
Yeah.
You know, it's how I feel, some motivation. You know, there's a lot of factors that go to it, but, you know, I'm feeling good. I feel like I still want to keep fighting. I still want to keep winning. So, you know, once that's still there, that desire's still there, then I'm going to keep going. And, you know, I can see, you know, there's a big possibility of getting world title shots, big world title shots overseas. So, you know, I'm going to keep motivated for that.